Dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. I am your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be here with everybody.
And we're here to excite you folks with some more new plugins. Well, maybe not new, but some interesting plugins, something to excite you, show you, have some fun, talk about WordPress, talk about random stuff, you know, the usual. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. So, first off, go down the list here. First thing we got some plugins coming off. We'll give a list here real briefly of what we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering plugin Memorandum, Commission Junction Link Shortcode, Darkroom Facebook Photo Gallery plugin, Q-Code plugin, 404 Redirect, and a couple others along the way. So stick with us. You'll get to hear all about these fun, fine, fun-filled, exciting plugins.
That's right, and there are at least one that are rated 5 out of 5, so everybody's going to want to keep playing and find out what that hidden gem is that they can actually use on their site. And bonus, John, it's a lazy plugin.
Oh, bonus, we love those.
Oh, yeah.
Also, as a reminder, the podcast can now be found on our new website, wppluginsa2z.com. So make sure you go there, check out the podcast, go there, leave us comments, things you can find. It's getting a nice listing of the plugins we're covering where you can get the download links directly to it and a little bit more information about the plugin there.
Yeah, and we'd appreciate it if you guys out there would give us some link love as well. If you've got a blog out there, then, you listen to the show. Why don't you just say, a quick blog post, hey, anybody out there into WordPress like I am, here's a cool WordPress show. Here's the website. We need all the link love and review love that we could get.
That's for certain. That's for certain. And what have we got? A little bit of a rant here. I've got something I got to take my foot out of my mouth from the last show. And I sort of misspoke on the last show. And one of the plugin authors called me up on it. And I guess what I'd done was I wasn't thinking when I made a comment about the P3 plugin in the last show. And that it had a setup issue. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about something else. But I still stand by the 3 rating I gave it due to the length of time of running the plugin. And when I went back to double check my work to make sure I knew what I was talking about with him, and I realized it wasn't a setup issue. It was all about the amount of time the plugin took to run. And the fact this time around when I ran it, it actually crashed my website. So
that takes the rating points down a few.
Yeah, it's because it's so intensive, and I assume it's because it's so intensive in reading through all your plugins and launching your plugins to see and launching your site over and over to see what each plugin does. It does give you some fantastic information when it runs, but it does take a while, and beware, it actually crashed my website.
Hmm. Yeah, always use these plugins on a test server, by the way.
Well,
If you can. I know. I got you.
That's the way it's supposed to work, and I do oftentimes. Most of the time I have it on one of my test websites, but occasionally I just go straight to my own website. I'd never use it on a client's website without testing it.
Yeah,
and I can't say.
Yeah, especially a client website, because nothing makes you go, whew, than having to run a plugin on a test site and know that if you were to run that on the client site, it would have trashed it.
Yeah.
So, if you enjoy sleeping at night, if you enjoy happy clients, then always have some sort of a staging ground in which you can do it. And by the way, there's also, there's a lot of backup plugins out there. I happen to use Backup Buddy from iThemes that I really love. It's just a great migration tool. Make a copy of your client website real quick, put it on a test server, and then run some stuff and see what it's going
to
do.
There's a great way to do it also.
Yeah.
Now, Also, something that I realized while prepping for this show here, and that is WordPress now has over 18,000 plugins available in the repository.
Well, we better start cranking up the show volume.
Well, when I started this show, there was just over 10,000.
Yeah.
And so it's grown tremendously, and the show's been, I guess we're approaching a year and a half, a little over a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. So it's grown exponentially. But because of the growth like that, I thought I would start doing something just for fun. I'm going to try to do this every episode. And what I'm going to do is I'm going into the the newest releases inside the repository, where it says newest. Mm-hmm. I'm going in there, and I'm going to pick a plugin from there that's brand new and bring that out to the show. And so folks can, so we can give the brand new plugin writers a little bit of exposure.
Well, actually, John, I would say, of the three plugins that I bring to the table every week, at least two have come out within the last 7 days.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been that way throughout.
Oh, I hadn't actually paid that much attention to it.
Yeah, it's hard to reverse engineer that when you're just looking at a plugin. There's no like badge on the page that says, hey, this just came out. So, but yeah, you know, from my perspective, I'm always trying to add something brand new, at least to help in the discovery phase. I mean, it does me no good to bring All-in-One SEO and BuddyPress to the table.
Oh, no. I won't bring those to the table. But a lot of the plugins that I do bring, I know have been around for a little while. Because they're ones that I've used for at least a month or two. Mm-hmm. Or have thought about using before. So that's the whole thing, is that I use a lot of older plugins. Now I'm going to force myself to check out the ones that I know are brand new, listed in the newest listing.
Yeah, so, well, that's great. That means that people get at least half of the content here on the show is going to be brand new stuff, which means that, you know, that's part of the pains of WordPress is the discovery phase as far as the plugins. What do they do? How do they interact? What does this RSS feed propagator do that the last 17 plugins didn't do?
Right.
That's the kinds of things that we bring you on this show. So if you find it of value, then, you know, pay us back, give us some link love, give us some great reviews on iTunes, but most of all, just interact with us. Let us know how you like the show.
Let us know. We really want to know. And one thing, on one other item of new, I myself, since I get to, you know, poke some things out there about myself, I'm launching myself a brand new server this week, getting rid of one of my old servers, and moving from a server that's, you know, running dual core, couple gigs of RAM to, you know, quad core, 8 gigs of RAM, large hard drive, very fast.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to that, moving some of my slower WordPress sites onto that.
So you host your own server for all your sites, huh?
I for almost all of my sites, and for a select number of my clients, I host them. I do the hosting. Yes. I run myself. I have two servers. And I limit what I put on them, but it allows me, the biggest reason I do that is because I'm a control freak. And I love to be able to, if I want to go tweak the server to make it do certain things for what I'm trying to do for a website, I don't have to go through a support department to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good tip.
So
cool. Well, we're looking forward to seeing the speed changes. Obviously, it's going to be dramatically fast.
And that's where, WP Plugins A to Z is going to move to this new server.
Great.
So that'll be lots of fun for it. So what else we got? One shout-out this week for certain. I want to thank Thomas. I know we said hi to him last week, but he went ahead and put us a review on iTunes US.
Oh, great.
And it's a great review. And he did make mention on something that I've been trying to remember to mention for several shows. And he mentioned about the audio issues this show used to have back in the beginning. If you have been with this show since the beginning, I applaud you. Thank you for sticking with me throughout almost 60 episodes. We're on 59 now. And during the first 30 or so episodes, well, the audio had its issues. Up, down, sometimes good. I also had this thing where I wanted to do bed music, and sometimes it destroyed the show. So my apologies for those that listened to them. But somewhere around episode 30, 35, I did away with all that, and I improved the audio. And even a couple of the people that had complained about it came back and said, yeah, it's much better now. So if you've joined in this show recently, don't go back much further than about episode 30 anyway. bring forward. So thanks again, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. We do appreciate your review and all the rest of you. You can follow Thomas's lead and help us out. I know I probably sound like a whiner.
That's all right.
Guys, we don't get paid for this. This is just a casual, impromptu, unrehearsed conversation between John and myself talking about plugins and the things that can help you guys out there make money. So we don't really need support financially from anybody, but we do like to get recognized, obviously.
Yep.
And iTunes is a perfect way to do it. So thanks again, Thomas. We do appreciate you taking the first stride there and leaving that review for us.
And I'm going to ask all my Canadian listeners, please go to the Canadian store and leave a review for the show. I have no reviews in the Canadian store yet. All the reviews are in the U.S. store so far. And I've checked the U.K. and Australia, and I still don't have reviews in those ones either. So if you happen to be in the U.K., Australia, Europe, anywhere, go to the iTunes store where you're at. Leave us a review. That would be great. Because I know each section of the world has its own iTunes store, and that also reflects it. I know when I check my levels in the Canadian store for the show, and it's actually higher in the Canadian store than it is in the U.S. store. Which is interesting, considering we got a 4-star rating in the U.S. store and no star rating in the Canadian.
Well, we do appreciate it, no matter where you live, taking care of that iTunes review. Thanks so much.
Okay, and no interesting sites on WordPress this week. I know last week I said there were none, but I actually added one to the show notes last week. So go check out the show notes from last week, and you'll see an interesting website I ran across on WordPress between the time we recorded the show and the time I put the show notes up.
Cool.
And news this week. This last week, there's been some really big news about attacks on WordPress websites. And this is very important. In fact, it occurred to one of my sites. I do have my own servers, but I do also lease space on other hosting providers. And one of my hosting providers locked me out because one of my sites became compromised. And the other thing was, is they said it was compromised. It was, but then it also wasn't. One of the things that's happened is WordPress 3.3 with the new download plugin stuff. The drag and drop downloads.
Yeah.
They've added in code for Silverlight in there. And that code in some scanners on some servers shows as possible malware. Yeah. And so it flags accounts. And that was what they flagged a couple of my accounts on because of that code. And I went back and forth with them until they finally understood. It's like, no, this is part of the new WordPress 3.31.
Yeah, see, and the error message that should have come up is, hey, Silverlight sucks. Why would you want to put this on your site?
There's another reason. But the thing is, it's something for folks to be aware of because I recently ran across it. So if you get flagged by your hosting provider for the Silverlight codes, and I can't remember them exactly at the moment, actually give me 10 seconds and I'll tell you exactly what they were, just because it was a real great big pain in the neck to me. Come on, there we go. One more time. It was the file under the includes PLU upload. It was the PLU upload silverlight.xap file. It was being flagged. So keep that in mind. The other thing is I do have some links here to a few articles about WordPress 3.2.1 being attacked and being attacked with to redirect to dangerous rootkits for users. So there's a problem with 3.2.1. There's a security flaw. Get rid of it as fast as you can. If you've still got sites running on it, you better get them upgraded soon before the hackers discover you.
Yeah, it is February 8th, people. We did remind you at the first of the year to check your websites and upgrade them all.
Yeah.
So you should all be in that habit, so go back and do it again.
I do it monthly. I actually have a program for my clients that I do it monthly. I monthly check their websites and make sure they're upgraded.
Cool.
So we've got that. So like I said, there's several here. There's about three different articles talking about the hacks and the compromises on WordPress. There's also a nice article on how to say thank you to your favorite WordPress plugin authors. Very interesting article. Check it out. Go read it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got for news this week. Anything from you?
Oh, I've just been trying to hack through templates, and I gotta say, I'm working on this restaurant site, and as simple as a restaurant site sounds, try throwing three different locations and catering into the mix.
Yeah, and menus, I imagine.
Yeah, menus, and then a different catering menu, and then they want to order the catering online, and you have to do multiplication within the form a total amount. And yeah, it's problematic, and I'm really trying to work through it. Gravity Forms is limited in the math capacity that it's got going on, but that's not news.
Yeah.
That's really what's been going on in my world as far as that goes. But realistically, I've been kind of under the weather. People probably hear my voice probably three octaves lower today. Having a little bit of bronchitis, but thankfully the mute button has saved me already in the show here, and you guys haven't heard me hacking my brains out.
That's the wonderful thing about the mute button.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get to some plugins, man.
Let's head on to the plugins. First one we've got off the line here. In fact, actually, I want to try something here. Where did that go? I had something I was experimenting with, so let's see if it works. Moving on to plugins. Let's try this. And maybe I'll get it right and have my brain thinking about it for future shows.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you know, John, we should probably lead off with a plugin on the show. Isn't that be fun?
There we go. Did you hear that all right? A little bit of intro music?
Yeah.
So we're going to try that. See, I was going searching for some intro music, and I'm going to see what I can get done with it. Eventually, we'll get it right. So anyway, first one going off the bat here, and I've got one here, the 404 Redirect plugin. I finally got the point where I actually had to do some serious work around 404 redirects. I had a client site that was sitting in a subdirectory due to, you know, multiple reasons why it originally got into a subdirectory, but it was giving me grief in there, and so I decided, let's pull it out of that subdirectory and put it back in root. And it took me a while. I've been thinking about how do you do that, and I finally came up with an easy way to move WordPress out of a subdirectory into the root. And so I did that with it, but of course what it did was it broke multiple links along the way. So I needed to take care of all them broken links. And I went examining different 404 and 301 redirect plugins and settled on one that works very nicely. And this one here is called 404 Redirect 1.2. And for them, it's, you know, it's relatively recently updated, 62 days old. You know, author is Weber's Hosting. And only been downloaded 5,000 times, so probably relatively new. In fact, I think it is because I don't remember it when I hunted for one several months back.
Yeah. It looks like it's been a couple months old.
Yeah. So, anyway, what it does is it does some automatic redirecting through a keyword search, through your tag search and category searches. And for what it cannot find, what it does for you then is it goes through and collects all the 404 errors where you can go in manually and redirect them.
Oh, nice.
And once you manually redirect them, it removes them from the collected list and just sticks them in the redirected list for you.
That's beautiful.
So
that's nice.
Works quite nicely and relatively simple to set up, but it can be time-consuming if you got many redirections. Like, this site I moved wasn't small. So I've had to go back a few times and manually redirect the ones that I haven't done. It hit, you know, several hundred that were not redirecting correctly, so I've corrected all those. Sometimes the automatic redirect, though, misses, too. You have to check those to see what's being redirected where, and the auto redirect might be redirecting to the wrong page.
Yeah, you need to really I can't say enough about where to redirect things.
Yeah.
People don't just like cut and paste and say, okay, that's my redirects, let's go to the next thing. No, that is a huge thing, and it in an SEO wise perspective can really, really hurt you. If you got a lot of 404s on your site, you know, all you have to do is look at your Webmaster Tools account to know that Google sees that right away and counts your site negatively because of those particular items. So, So, you know, you really got to pay attention.
Now, I also discovered something else with it today when I went into the client's site. Because I did this all the last couple of days, and I went in there today to check and update any. And one of the settings it has that I missed when I set it up is that it has a setting to where you can tell it how many days to hang on to the 404 errors and the auto redirects. If they're not used in X number of days, it deletes them from the database automatically.
Nice.
And you can set up that number of days to be anything you want, from zero to however long you want to keep it in the database.
Cool.
So it's a nice way to help keep the database clean, and that way, if it's an accidental error that somebody hits and it doesn't get used again, it doesn't just clog up your database.
Cool.
So it's very nice in that area. Now, all in all, even though it's fairly decent, fairly easy to use back and forth, I still rated it a 3. It was just the extra time is all it was to me, is why I got that.
All right. So. Well, let me give you guys something that... I've really been kind of grooving out on the last couple of days, and it's called Plugin Memorandum. And we're not talking about Memorially or any retirement of plugins. Plain and simple, here's what it lets you do. On the plugins page, it now gives you a little space under each plugin to write notes.
Really?
Yeah. So any ongoing problems, any kind of settings or things like that that you wanted to write down,
huh,
and keep there, it's just a little note area right in the plugins page.
That could be very useful.
Oh, yeah. I've done tons of stuff. Like, you know, even on, you know, for those who aren't familiar, during the day, I'm a CTO at a digital marketing company, and many times there are client sites that we're working on that are WordPress-based, and perhaps I just want to blaze through there real quick and take notes. Okay, delete this plugin. Okay, this needs to be upgraded. Here's the license key for it. Things like that. So, awesome plugin. 4 out of 5. And it's just plain and simple, and it works. Only thing that I couldn't get it to do is save a link. Like, you know, a hyperlink that I could just click on. But I don't know, maybe that'll work in the future, but that's the only problem.
Yeah,
so it took a point away, but it's 4 out of 5 from me.
That's nice. I kind of like that idea. There are plugins that I need to leave specialized notes so I can remember what they are next time I use the plugin elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time when I need to use a plugin elsewhere, all I can remember, I remember I used it on that site.
Yeah.
I can't remember the plugin name, but I can remember using it on some other website.
Oh my God.
Really,
I don't mean to get off track, but listen. How many people out there have had this? Raise your hand. Where you saw a plugin like last week in the repository that you saw the demo of, and you were like, "Oh my God, that's the best thing! I got to install that on site X." And then life happens, and it's a week later, and you're like, "What was the name of that thing again?"
Oh yeah.
And so I found myself like, for literally, guys, this is how much I go through the WordPress repository for this show and for other, you know, other means, but. I had to go through 800 plugins deep, like, to remember what it was. And thank God, by the way, and thank Matt, and almost synonymous there, but the repository is now giving header images for the plugins.
Oh, yeah.
Which I got to say
is cool.
Sweet, because that gives you, you know, pictures worth 1,000 words, and when you can actually see that right on the header and see sort of what the functionality is of it, it really makes the search worthwhile.
Yeah, it's getting much nicer in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one I've got here is called Image Store. And when I checked this one out, it had been updated the same day I was playing with it. And what I was doing was, this was for one of my own projects, in that I had this wonderful idea. And it occurred to me that I've collected myself a whole lot of header graphics from all of my designs, from my own graphics and other things I've created. And I thought, well, I think I'll start sharing some of those things. But I wanted a way to do it where I could share them off my website and control the downloads of them. And so I decided to go looking for some sort of image software or image download software, something that managed just images. Not a digital store, not a plain photo gallery, but something that managed images for downloads. And what I found was this one here called Image Store. It's pretty decent, been downloaded 17,000 times. And the plugin, according to them, was created because, you know, the WordPress community needed an image store where all it managed was images. And they wanted it fully integrated with a database. Now, what I found with it, it's a really great plugin, and it's a magnificent start for the plugin. At first, I thought it was actually my complete dream come true for a plugin for image stores. And what I found it did, it can be run in one of two modes. One mode it can be run in as just a photo gallery. The other mode it can be run as a image store where people can purchase images from your site. Well, at least I thought it was for purchasing images. What I found it's for is this is something, if you're a photographer and you sell prints, this is your dream store. What it allows you to do is create multiple types of packages, you know, wallets, 8.5 by 11s, different photo package sizes that they can purchase, and then you would deliver to them. According to the author and the other stuff, they're supposed to be able to download, but I couldn't figure out how to download, how to set up the download links for it. I've put in information to the author and on their forums. I've been waiting for answers, haven't gotten them yet. When I do, I'll probably pass them along. Hopefully it does. The other thing that the plugin can be done is it can be run in gallery-only mode. And that is, people can go look at the images, add them to their favorites, because this gallery here also allows people to favorite them. And from what I figured out, it looks like it works on cookies, because you don't sign in for it to be favorited.
Wow.
So, and it does keep the favorite list, because I tested it. But I wasn't signed in, because I used it on a separate browser that I didn't sign in to see how it worked. The two problems I ran into it with was, one, the light box wouldn't work correctly for me. And that is, you know, the pop-up to make it look pretty for reviewing the images. I couldn't get the light box to work correctly, no matter which version of the plugin I ran, whether it was my server or what. I don't know what it is.
Is it a CSS thing going on with your theme?
It could be. Actually, it could be the theme, because to test this out, to make sure it was what I needed, I put a brand new, fresh, clean install of WordPress and only ran this plugin, nothing else.
I love a fresh WordPress install. It smells like Matt's car.
Yeah. So there was nothing else to get in the way of it, which is what troubled me, was I had nothing in the way at all. And I couldn't get it going on that. And the other thing was, like I said, figuring out how to set it up so people could download the images directly and not have to right-click to save the image. And this is something I'll probably be coming back to, because it's something that I really want to do, but we'll see what happens with it. All in all, because of all the additional work and the couple issues I ran into, I wanted to give this a high rating because it's my dream idea of a plugin, but because of the work, I had to give it a 3. You know, I can't give it a 2 because it is a really nice plugin, and on their demo site, it works beautiful for what they show it to work. So I don't know what they've done different. Anyway, that's it. Image Store. And rating 3 Dragons. Very nice plugin. For the most part.
Well, as we describe, and as I go into my next plugin here, a lot of what we do here is not only for client work, but it's also for money. And, you know, as far as our websites go, certainly not this show, but a lot of people use Commission Junction as a basis for their affiliate network and for selling products for different merchants. One of the biggest issues that I've come across is, oftentimes, because of the structure of a Commission Junction deep link, it sometimes gets lost in translation, or it sometimes will have a strange character that WordPress doesn't always agree with. So it's few and far between when it happens, but it's just kind of a bummer to see something broken on your site like that when it didn't have to be.
Oh yeah.
So this plugin is called Commission Junction Link Shortcode. So it allows you to customize and insert the links straight from a simple short code anywhere you want, widgets, posts, pages, any of it. If you've put your links into your WordPress for the sake of generating the sales, then this is the plugin for you. So it really does help. So anybody, now I'm a little different in the sense of I don't just paste raw links down. You know, I like to have some anchor text and some actual SEO value to the thing.
Right.
But For the most part, this is a pretty cool plugin, and I found some use out of it. It definitely does work. It does do the job. But I wish that it could take other things like some of the data feeds and pull in and create, you know, short codes on the fly and let you categorize and things like that. But all in all, it did its job for the minor job that it does do. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
Excellent. And what else have we got here? Okay, my next one here, this one comes mainly due to a direct request from a client. I've got a client runs an online magazine and a print magazine. And when she was off at one of the trade shows this last week, she'd had people come up to her and ask her for why her magazine didn't have QR codes on it. And she looked at him with this blank stare, QR code what? So when she came back from the show, one of the first things she did is contacted me, called me up, and said, "Hey, John, what's a QR code? How do I get it set up? And is it a lot of extra work?" And so I went, no, not a lot of work, and we can get them set up for you, no problem, man, to save her the grief, because, you know, she's really not technically minded, very good designer and very good publication creator, but she just doesn't want to take on anything more than she has to, which, you know, frankly, most of us don't want to do. But I've been kind of interested in looking at QR codes for a while, and I thought, you know, there's got to be some sort of cool QR code generator for WordPress websites. And sure enough, there's a whole bunch of them out there. And I went out and found one. And the one I found is called QR Code Generator Widget 1. Very simple plugin, recently updated. In fact, it's probably brand new, judging by the fact that it's only been downloaded 85 times and it was 7 days old.
Yeah, and two of those are me and you.
Actually, no, this is the brand new one.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is I did get this new one.
Yeah, this is the brand new one, too, that I was talking about at the beginning of the show that I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the brand new one I found in the recently
released.
Oh, we
need a brand new intro with, like, it's yeah. John's new plug-in.
No.
With like, you know, a squeaky sound. You know.
Yeah, there's something I'll work on. I've been trying to work on sounds and graphics, sounds this last week. But anyway, very simple generator. It's just a plain widget. You just stuff it into the, turn it on. Put the widget in one of your sidebars, and then what you do is you go stick in the URL that you want a QR code generated from, and then what it does is it generates a QR code on your web page.
Nice.
And that's what it does. It just does it all automatically. Very nice, simple, and straightforward. You can set it up for specific URLs or other things. I'm not certain on the total usage of a QR code on a website myself. I can see it for print, but I'm not entirely certain for web.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, you want to scan it with your phone, but you're looking at it on your phone. It's kind of tough.
Yeah, well, it's an experiment.
An experiment. But anyway, very simple plugin. You know, the tool's based on Google Chart Tools. Just a fun little plugin for making QR codes simple. 4Dragon rating for it, because it was just, you know, straightforward, simple, and worked.
Nice. All right. Well, here's my last one. This one is the creme de la creme, as they say. This one is awesome. So if you've been listening the whole show, it's worth it. Right here. Right here. This is called Darkroom Facebook Photo Gallery. Okay? You want to talk about a lazy plugin? This is the laziest of lazy, people. If you want to include, if you have like a personal website and yet you still groove out on Facebook and, you know, get off on the fact that you can, you know, upload pictures in Facebook from an app on your iPhone or whatever, this is the one, because this lets you do unbelievable jQuery photo gallery stuff and it pulls it right from your Facebook gallery.
Oh, how nice. You know, now, great minds, you know, must sort of think alike. I was actually looking at this plugin.
Yeah. I have really had some fun with this. And this is for the client's restaurant site that I'm working on. And, you know, they're in the restaurant cooking. They don't have time to mess around with getting on WordPress and, you know, uploading photos to the site and things like that.
Right.
I mean, literally. People, if you wanted to make it to where any client that you had that regularly wants to post content, if you want to just take yourself out of that process as far as having to be the go-between of uploading all this crap to the WordPress site that, you know, every time they take a picture at their party or whatever, this is it. This will allow you to literally hook in a Facebook photo album, and finally it looks beautiful the way that the gallery comes across. You can have multiple galleries depending on how many albums you have. You can add random rotation. You can rotate them around and change like the gravity level. You can hang photos from the corners of your WordPress install. It's cool. Total in-dash CSS changes, all that kind of stuff. There is also a pro version of this. I haven't checked that out yet. Maybe just me mentioning this on the show might get us that, John.
There you go.
But I love this. So you guys got to check this out. Darkroom Facebook Photo Gallery. Check it out in the show notes. And this one definitely gets a 5 out of 5 from me.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. It was actually one that I was going to go look at. I didn't get a chance to look at it. That's why I remember the title of it. And, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it works so well.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's one of the most... I mean, I would say if this guy can keep this up, this is going to be like one of those like gravity forms and one of those staple type things that people are going to start to use and customize and show off, because everybody uses Facebook, and it's so easy to take a picture and send it to Facebook your mobile device.
Lots of people do that regularly.
Yeah. So in this instance, it's like, you know, you could do that. Let's take the restaurant guys, for example. They could be cooking something up, make it look cool, take a picture of catering or something like that, a nice spread, and upload it, and boom, it's on the site. You don't even have to be a go-between in that. So
that's nice.
This thing is a gem, and I highly recommend you guys get the pro version if you can spring for it, if you have the need, and support the author of this plugin because he did a damn good job.
Excellent. And what else we got? No real terms. I threw something in there just for fun. QR codes is the term this week. You know, those little boxes with a lot of squiggly lines that when scanned with your favorite smart device lead you to strange places on the web. Because you never know exactly where they're going to lead.
On my business card, mine goes to a video of me talking. I made a special video for just people that have my business card.
My favorite was how Victoria's Secret used it. You know, they put the QR code where the girl's panties was. And I understand they got a lot of hits. But at any rate, in closing, future podcasts, still got scroll plugins. I think I'm going to be approaching having to do those pretty soon. Ad banner plugins, I sort of started looking at those this past week because I've been doing some work in niche marketing websites. So ad banner plugins are going to be coming up pretty soon.
Good. And I have a total need for that, so I can't wait to see what you uncover.
And I uncovered a brand new one yesterday. I gotta check it out. It was a brand new one for dealing with the you know, the 125 by 125 ads.
Oh yeah, I saw that one too.
And there's been some really neat ways of dealing with it, and some really poor ways of dealing with it in the past. And this was a brand new one. I just discovered, so I'll be checking it out. It's in my list. I've discovered something really cool. You know what Evernote is, right?
Yeah, I don't use it though.
Oh, I don't. You'll be like me. It's wonderful. In fact, what happens is it integrates with your browser, puts a little button up in the corner that when you hit a web page that you want to come back to later, you just click on Evernote and it saves it to a special folder in your Evernote. So I've got a folder in my Evernote for WordPress plugins, and whenever I run into something for that, I automatically stuff it in there so I can go back and review it later on my iPad or my phone or whatever other device I want to read it on. And that's how I keep up and how I not forget the ones that, like, what's that plugin? And I just go read through my list. Oh, that's the one I wanted.
So maybe I'll give it another shot then.
Yeah, I was skeptical of it until my intern down in Washington State sort of pushed me into using it. And once I started using it, because I got the pro version, I had it on my computer, my iPod, my laptop, my iPhone, my iPad, you know, I had all my devices, and so it just syncs it across all my devices, and so I was able to put the notes anywhere and read them anywhere, and that's why it's actually quite nice.
Cool.
So, that's all I've got. Anything left from you, Marcus?
No, I think the curtain's coming down.
All we've got then is how you all can contact us. You can reach me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Ankh on Sioux, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. And, of course, my new email address, dragon@wppluginsaz.com. And, Marcus, cool. How do we find you?
I am contacted regularly, not really, but at marcuscouch.com. Twitter, @MarcusCouch, facebook.com/MarcusCouch, and marcus@wppluginsaz.com is how you can email me. Haven't gotten one yet, so the lucky first person out there, I don't really have anything to give you, but
give you want to
say hi, be cool. Yeah.
Give them kudos in the next show.
There you go.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. I've created a brand new extra, and we're going to play that and let it carry us out of here.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulping down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Thanks for listening. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. Some of the music you may have heard here tonight was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at mevio.music.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
They always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue to wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulping down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?